This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
A couple of years ago, but God's Word says that I'm healed of that, and so I don't have glaucoma anymore. And he said, well, let's take a look. So I dilated my eyes, looked in there, and said, I don't see any signs of glaucoma in your optic nerve. Let me give you a field of vision test where you look at the lights and they check to see if you've lost any vision. About a year before, I'd had one of those and it already showed vision loss. So he gave me the latest computerized field of vision test. It printed it out. He looked at it and his exact words were, it's perfect. You have absolutely no loss of vision. But he said,
praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He said, But I am not a glaucoma specialist. I'm going to pull some strings, because I was from out of town, and get you into send you the glaucoma specialty clinic tomorrow. They will do a laser scan on your optic nerves. This is the latest definitive test to take a picture of your optic nerve, and that will show any damage or any abnormalities in your optic nerve or not. So I went. I didn't want to go the whole time. I said, I don't need this guy. But he said, no, you don't need it, but the man who sent you over here needs to see this. So I had the laser thing done. They gave me the graph thing. I took an envelope back to him. He brings it out. He says, you see this purple line here? It's kind of like a graph. He says, this wide purple line right here, this is normal optic nerve range. This is your line, and it's all within the normal range. Right. So he says, we've given you every latest test we know how to test for glaucoma, and you have no symptoms of glaucoma whatsoever.
Amen.
So I just praise God, and I hope that I'm giving this testimony because I told God I would, and I hope it's an encouragement to any of y'all who are fighting this battle of faith, and I just encourage you, no matter what, do not give up. Amen. And Satan will flee.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Wow. What a testimony. Man, that's glory. Now, that's the kind of fight of faith you need to get in. You need to be able to do that. Praise God. Great. Anybody else? Anybody else? We got any testimony?
Thank you for your obedience.
Amen.
Your
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praising the Lord. And she has been continually getting better ever since. But just, Lord, just answer that prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I just wanted to thank all of you, how grateful we are for all your prayers.
Amen. I will have to say, now before you clap, I won't have to say too that when they called us at 5:30 or what it was, the first thing Cheryl did, as soon as I got off the phone, told her what it was, she got up and got the phone and she started calling everybody. So there was many of you got a call early in the morning. And so now it was corporate prayer of all of us and not just one. You know, that's the thing we need to know, James, that God hears those prayers of ours that are obedient, and he moves.
That's what brought that child back, and that's
Amen.
What that nurse testified to give God
praise
glory.
The Lord. Amen. That's it. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, when we as the body of Christ really get a hold of the fact that God does answer prayer, and of course he answers prayers of faith. So if you can get 10 or 15 or 20 people together, then believe he's going to do what he said because he does love us. When you get a group of people, 10 or 20 believers, you're going to get one or two that's really believers. You know, chances are. You know, now, that might not always be the case, you know, unfortunately, because unbelief is so powerful in the church today. Unbelief. What, honey? Oh, well, they've already heard about that once, I guess. But, you know, I've had two attacks. After I prayed for the Mormon doctor out in Salt Lake, some of you may not have heard this. I prayed a prayer of faith on a Sunday night 5 or 6 weeks ago for a man that called me at 10 o'clock at night, which is a doctor, and he was out there in Salt Lake City, Utah, and he had fell out of a tree 35 feet up and broken his back. Now, they had care flighted him out of the mountains, done a CT scan on him, and confirmed his back was broken. But he went home. They took him home, put him in bed in excruciating pain, And at 10 o'clock at night, on Sunday night, he called. And I prayed the simple prayer of faith for him and guaranteed him the King of the universe, his name is Jesus, would heal him and do a miracle healing on him. And I'm telling you, and it just instant. I mean, the minute I thanked the Lord and made those statements, hung the phone up, the guy was instantly healed. I mean, he got out of his bed, could walk, bend over, touch his toes, run up down the stairs, reached down, picked up his little son, carried him up and down the stairs. The guy was completely healed. And so then when we came back from out there, obviously I stirred up a Mormon demon. Because evidently those Mormon demons didn't like what I'd done. Because I walked into those homes preaching to those people. I got a man that's been miraculously healed sitting here. And I'm telling them it wasn't the Mormon Jesus that healed him. But it was the Jesus of the Bible. And the Jesus that I preach and Lucifer were not brothers like your Mormon Bible teaches. I taught them a lot of things they didn't like to hear. But I taught them right out of the Word of God. And I don't stand, you know, and no, I'm not apologetic for that. I will not apologize for the Word of God. I'm going to tell you this is what Jesus said, and I'm going to stand on it. And he said, if you do, you're going to be persecuted. Well, see, I didn't know what was going to happen, but I came back from up there on Wednesday, Cheryl and I did, and then the next Sunday evening after church, I felt great. Never felt better in my life, just like I do right now. But Sunday night, about 11 o'clock, I'm out at the minister center reading emails. Now, I realize that some of y'all leave church Sunday and go out to eat, and you go home and go to bed at 10 o'clock. You know, but I don't do that. I usually stay up till 1 or 2 reading emails or answering them or whatever. And that's what I was doing. And all of a sudden, my left leg became a fire. And so I pulled my britches leg up, pulled my boot off, and pulled my sock down. And I had a section of my leg that long that was solid red all the way around. Had big red places that looked like blood blisters that looked like if you'd have touched one of them, blood would start running out. It looked awful. And I said, I rebuke you, devil of hell, in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to let you do this to me. And I just put my sock and shoe back on and went back to work. Well, the next morning when I woke up, I told Cheryl, I said, honey, I said, you go by the end of the bed there. Won't you throw the cover back off my foot and see what my left foot looks like? She said, what's wrong with it? I said, well, last night I had a little attack from the enemy. Well, she did. She threw the cover back and looked at my left leg and she said, my goodness, it looks awful. And, of course, then she jumped on it and grabbed it and began to rebuke the devil and command the devil to come out of me. Now, that's the kind of woman you want to be married to. You don't want to be married to one that runs and says, oh, my gosh, let me go get the phone. 911, doc, we need an ambulance, quick. That's not the kind of woman you want to be married to. You want to be married to one that knows the demonic world. And so she was casting them demons out of me. And so then I called my doctor, you know, up here and told him, I said, you know, I want you to pray for me. He said, what's wrong? I said, well, I've had a little attack. My left leg's blood red. He said, I'm coming out there to see it. I said, no, 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 no. You don't need to come. You live a long ways from me. I said, just pray for me. He said, nope, I'll be there in a little while. So they came out in a little while. And then Eldon, he came out. Him and Nancy came out. They all came out. And, of course, we got me in my office and laid hands on me, rebuked the devil and everything else. And it took about, of course, you know, Ty, he's really encouraging. He said, if you were a normal man, I'd have you in the hospital with surgery immediately if you were a normal man. But he said, I know you're a man of faith and you ain't going. I said, that's right, I'm not going. He said, we both know this is an attack from the devil. And I said, yes, and we're going to overcome him with the word. And so we fought the battle, and it took a few days, and of course my leg got down back normal again and everything. And of course, a couple of weeks later, it come back. I mean, that devil come back, and my leg wasn't quite as bad this time. But I called him again and told him what happened. And Cheryl said, there's also a red streak running all the way from his leg, all the way up to his groin. He said, good grief, that's blood poison. So we prayed. And the next morning, early he called, I don't think about 7 o'clock, because he gets up real early. He said, how's your leg this morning? I said, well, I've already been up and looked at it. And I said, there's absolutely no red streak. He jumped up and down, screamed, said, that's a miracle from God. He said, only God could have taken that blood poison out overnight out of your leg. He said, feel in your groin there and see if it's all swelled up. I felt all up and down there and everything. I said, no, where that red streak come and terminated right there, there's no swelling, no softness, no pain. No. He said, that's another miracle from God. And he began to jump up and down and praise the King. So see, these are the battles we're fighting, right? These are the battles we're fighting. And it's hard to fight the battle of faith when it's your body, isn't it? Just like he told us. But if you stand on this mighty word with no doubt in your heart, today my leg is perfect. You know, I mean, it is perfect. You know, there's no swelling. This morning I woke up, there's no swelling in my leg. You know, it's perfect. There's no discoloration. Everything is perfect. But I've stood by faith. Well, let me tell you, I stirred up a demon when I got a Mormon doctor healed in the Mormon church. That devil didn't like what I done. So let me tell you, if you haven't figured it out yet, there is a host of demons out here that's retaliating against us that's going to do the work of God. And just like this brother right here said, whenever that glaucoma, when that problem started, that battle in his mind, he only made it a very little short period of time. And then he said, I'm going to make it. And he'd repent and he'd start over again. But it's not easy to fight the fight of faith, is it, brother? It is not easy. I mean, especially when it's your body. And especially when your doctor is telling you this is life-threatening. Men have died with blood clots in their legs. Don't look near as bad as this one. Men have died. Well, it's a good thing we're men of faith. So if you're a man, and of course that second time it come back, you know, I'm just like y'all. You know, I'm just like everybody else. I'm sitting there, laying there on the bed. Of course, number one, you know, Cheryl says, get in that bed. Your doctor says, Ty, he said, get in that bed, elevate your foot, and take some rest. I said, I'm going to get me a new wife and a new doctor. I said, y'all won't let me go do nothing. I said, you know why it is? They love me. That's why. They love me. And so there I was, laying there on the bed. You know, Cheryl's overworking the stuff, and Ty, he's gone home, and now I'm all by myself, just me and God, see. They've done all they can do for me. You know, they knocked me in the head, put me in the bed, tied me down. I can't get out of bed. I've got to lay there with my foot elevated. And here I'm a man of faith, you know, and it's in the middle of the day, and when I need to be out working or doing something, I'm laying in the bed, my foot up. So I said, Lord, I've heard everybody else say all these things today. Now I sure do need a word from you. I reached over, I had my Bible laying right there on because I'd been reading it, and I had it closed like this, and I said, Lord, I sure do need a word from you. And I just throwed it out on the edge of the bed. I mean, right there beside me, and it just bounced, fell down and fell open just like that. My eyes fell right there, and it fell right on Matthew 8:17. Where Jesus said, Himself, I bore your sickness and I removed your disease. So you ask God to speak to you, He will speak to you. You don't have to hear an audible voice every time. You have a more sure word of prophecy when it's the Word of God.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.